you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not off of disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But isn't that time? Perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crapola out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. And we could just fill it with Trump quotes. Probably the whole damn show. But, you know.
From that 60 Minutes interview?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. And the when he stopped on the lawn to talk about the Saudi dude, Khashoggi, who's missing and
Khashoggi.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's missing?
Well, yeah. I mean, okay. Officially, he is maybe missing in different places.
You know, the Saudis are going to say that he was accidentally killed during an interrogation.
Yeah, I heard that they drugged him was one of the theories I heard.
Yeah.
And that... it was like, oopsie.
It was a mistake.
Oopsie, we gave you a little too much. Why would they bring that forensic expert?
Yeah.
Whose job literally it is to talk about the disposal of bodies.
Well, I'll tell you why. And a lot of people, for some reason, journalists don't like to say this, but that guy lies. They're lying. Everyone's lying.
Everyone's lying.
Or No, they're not. They're misspeaking. Or whatever Andrea Mitchell said today. What the fuck did she say?
Not factual or something like that.
Just say lie. Yeah. What are you afraid of?
It was Leslie Stahl on 60
oh,
Minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're shifting.
I mean, she challenged him, but she never outright said, no, that's a lie.
It's important.
That's a lie.
I mean, it's...
we'll get to that. Join us on the social medias and everything, everybody, at Crab Diving and et cetera, et cetera. And join us, as always, by throwing a shekel or two into our upturned hats.
Make us rich, baby.
And at least buy us a beer or a beverage of choice. And go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy something through Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little commissione.
Oui.
Doesn't cost you anything. So, and again, gracias.
Thank
those
you.
That do.
Danke.
We appreciate y'all a long time. My name is Patrick Wilde.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And what's up, America? How's it going? Thank you. Thank you. Let me grab your pussies.
It's a very obedient audience.
I'm a rapist. You elected me with the help of Russia.
Like those
Thank
applause
you.
Signs they had at the. They have a lot of live shows.
Oh, yes. Yes. Which is, at a Trump rally,
kind of
it's
makes
like
me crazy, but
it's like clap or we're going to kick you out and right. we're going right. to question you. Right. How evil was that shit?
You got to be black, too. I mean, you can get in if you're black and hang.
Right.
But
what
you
got to
be enthusiastic.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get on camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you'll be put right behind him. Look at my black friend.
I still think it's wild that they moved that guy away from behind the camera. I just think that's fucking weird. You know what I'm talking about? That dude, whatever, he shows up in all the memes now.
Oh, the plaid
guy that was
shirt
making
guy.
The looks.
Yeah, they called him plaid shirt guy.
Yeah, in America these days, you'll get detained if you make the wrong expression. They'll detain you and question you.
I mean, I'm going to sneeze.
God bless you. Aquaman bless you. Sky God, please.
Excusez-moi. Him getting removed from his seat is not surprising and not fascistic, if somebody's making faces behind a speaker.
Well, he's reacting.
You kind of want that to not happen if you're one of the organizers. I'm not saying he was wrong. I'm saying as an organizer, you would say, get the fuck out of there. It's a private event. But to have him stopped by the Social Security, by the Secret Service, even for 2 minutes is bullshit.
Oh yeah,
for nothing but reacting logically to the crazy shit Trump was saying. And it's not like he was even making crazy faces. He was just like, "What?
Yeah,
what?"
He was reacting rationally to
right
the way anyone would react when a racist lunatic batshit crazy person is screaming weird fucking things into a microphone. I think his reaction was reasonable.
Yeah, he stood out because he didn't have the blind racist hate rage of the herd of dummies around him.
Right. Listen, if you're going to go to a Trump rally, you need to behave like a lunatic racist or you will be moved and detained and searched. Whatever they did to this fucking guy.
Chanting lock her up about last week about Dianne Feinstein. Because she sat on the Christine Blasey Ford stuff too long and waited just to the last second to try to derail.
Yeah.
Poor Judge Kavanaugh.
Well,
lock her up.
Right.
They started chanting lock her up. He didn't start that.
Yeah.
His crowd of deplorable ass wipes started chanting that.
The Proud Boys?
I don't know about that.
Listen
them,
to all these fucking gross-ass MRA dickbag racist motherfuckers that
it's
all
not
are
a good look right now.
They're just no.
We're, anywhere actually.
We're got, racist, we're fascist.
I've got stories of I got a story from Australia. The land of lots of snakes and
oh yes,
lots of big spiders and
the box
shit.
Jellyfish will kill you in 30 seconds.
Bestiality, it's not good.
Oh. It's not.
When you've got wood with a box turtle.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines, then we'll get to a shit ton of stuff.
Yummy.
In the news to enjoy.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So motherfucking deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, October 15th, 2018.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Ooh, wee-wee. Go fuck yourself.
Over at the Tommy Pinko Liberal.
Faith!
Oh yes.
Sir.
The headline be loading
right
now. In the meantime,
probably a load.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Crab Diving Podcast. Please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spin, we get a piece of.
Peace. This is what you referenced a moment ago. The headline over at the HuffPo, it says "Bloodlust Boys" in air quotes. The weekend hate ran wild.
God damn. Where's Antifa when you need him?
Boys gone wild, everybody.
Jesus Christ.
White boys gone wild. Of course, on Fox News, they're the victims.
Oh, yes.
Did you see that story, by the
right,
way?
Right, I did.
Fox and Friends spun it like, oh, these poor people. These poor white men were just attacked by Antifa, and I'm sure it was Hillary under one of those masks.
I'm sure they're aren't they getting outed on Facebook and social
I
media?
Think so, yeah.
That's fucking great. I love that.
It says for one weekend, a violent, misogynistic, and homophobic street gang of proto-fascists ran amok on the East and West Coast, seeking out and then assaulting protesters in Portland, Oregon, and New York City.
Oh shit.
The I saw the Drudge Report headline the other night. It was like, chaos in Portland. And it was a picture of only Antifa. Antifa with torches, God. You know, or something. Chaos in Portland.
Well, if we're going to have brown shirts assaulting people, what are we supposed to do? Sit there and take it? Are you just supposed to take these little Nazi fucks abusing people, beating people? Fuck that.
The Gavin McGinnis, the I guess kudos to that motherfucker for starting Vice,
right?
But he's gone. They got rid of him because he's nuts.
Yeah,
and
he's an MRA dickbag.
He's
right?
The one that started this little Proud Boy weird little boys
God
club.
Damn.
I don't. It's really this butthurt incel brigade,
right? They aren't helping.
The Proud Boys, a pro-Trump fraternity known for acts of violence, started their outburst of violence on Friday night immediately after members left an event headlined by their leader, Vice co-founder Gavin McGinnis.
Yay!
It was held at the Metropolitan Republican Club, the GOP headquarters in New York City. In their defense, they may have just rented it out. I don't know.
To the Proud Boys?
But nonetheless, they get to decide who they rent out their space
to. Yeah. I mean, I don't think.
Right.
I mean, am I supposed to sit here and believe it's a coincidence that the GOP or whoever the fuck? What is it?
The Metropolitan Republican Club.
Oh, okay.
The GOP's headquarters in New York City.
The GOP's headquarters in New York City just happened to host the Proud Boys, and there's no correlation. Yeah. Okay.
The footage shot by video journalist Sandy Basham shows a group of Proud Boys setting upon three anti-fascist protesters on a street in Manhattan's Upper East Side.
Fuck then, these guys.
Then beating them on the ground while screaming homophobic slurs.
Good God.
Quote, I'm quoting, "Do you feel brave now, faggot?" one of the attackers yelled, according to journalists on the scene. Another video shows multiple attackers yelling faggot. You know, this
Where
just
the
tells
cops?
Me that there's a lot of toe tappers in bathrooms that are involved in this, because who cares if someone's gay? And and they're not, by the way. They're just trying to emasculate who they think they're beating up, because, you know, they're the big alpha males.
I mean, if this GOP group hosted these fucking Proud Boys, are they denouncing them? Are they denouncing this shit?
I mean,
they were in their building and they went out and they beat people, yelling the F word. These guys are scumbags.
McGinnis himself was there after the assault, waving a sword.
What the fuck?
I don't know if... Was this in Texas? I know it's legal in Texas, but I don't know if he's...
You know, we're at a point now where here's how we think about Republicans.
What is going on?
Fuck them. There is nothing that party can offer this country that's worth a fuck. We just got to vote all of them out of office. If they got an R in front of their name, fuck them. I mean, this is fucked up.
Oh, well, this shit is scary. McGinnis billed his New York appearance as a celebration of the anniversary of a Japanese ultra-nationalist who assassinated the head of the Japanese Socialist Party with a sword on October 12th, 1960. This is what they're celebrating. Killing
these fuckers,
a socialist with a sword.
These fuckers have no business.
Violent, though. They're not violent, Ryan.
These fuckers have no business in our fucking society. Not one. Nothing. There is no negotiating with these people. There's no dealing with these violent assholes yelling the F word, beating people. They have to be driven into the woods. They have to be beaten. They have to be taken out. Are the cops doing anything to arrest these motherfuckers?
As I read on, the NYPD yesterday morning tweeted, "We continue to NYPD. We continue to investigate the violent incident on the UES on Friday night need information regarding those persons of interest. It's pictures.
God.
No complaints have been filed. If you were the victim of a crime or have information about the incident,
yes,
please call blah, blah, blah.
Pardon me while I have little confidence in our law enforcement taking care of this shit.
I do have a, let me see if we're done with this one, because there's a side story. At, I think the Media Matters, maybe.
Yeah.
That said that Gavin McInnes, in some interview in the past couple of days, talked about how he feels okay because he's got a lot of support in the NYPD.
Wow, I bet you do, Gavin.
What a shocker.
Huh? I bet you do, you scumbag. How dare you go after... Fuck you.
Here he is. I guess this is his show, I guess.
When there is a notice on the door that says, we are not civil, this is only the beginning, that's called a call to arms. So you've set the atmosphere now. So you can't complain about violence after that. You know? Like, if I go to Harlem and I put posters all over the streets saying the Klan is coming, your days are numbered, and then, you know, I'm seen in a Klansman uniform after this, like, this neighborhood watch thing, that's different than me just wearing a Klansman uniform. I mean,
whatever. Whatever, dickhead. We see
you. So he's justifying the starting of violence because apparently, I don't know, somebody put flyers around or something. I don't know what he's talking about, but
it sounds stupid.
Regardless, it's not the way things work.
And also, listen, dickhead, we understand who you are. You're a homophobic, anti-gay, racist, I don't even understand, Nazi fuckbag. I don't give a fuck about how you explain your stances or what you're doing. There's like, no other thing. There's no other
lumbersexual dandy vibe going.
Yeah, lumbersexual. Go back into the woods and be with lumber. You don't have a place in civil society. You don't deserve civility if you're a racist. If you're a violent racist, what civility do you deserve? Are you out of your mind?
I mean, they're obviously both terrible. But when you set up this climate of fear, you have people that are going to be aggressive, you know? So anyway,
so it's everybody else's fault.
Yes.
A bunch of angry incels got pissed and beat the shit out of people.
Right.
It's your fault, everyone.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Absolutely. It's our fault, a bunch of violent Nazi fucks were yelling the F word, beating people.
These are the guys that post online voting for Trump saying, that's why Trump got voted in, because you guys saying shit like that. That's the exact reason we voted for Trump.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's these guys.
Go start your hoods.
Manhattan Republican Club, Metropolitan Club, they refuse to back down. Gay dude running it, very ballsy. He's got a GoFundMe to pay for the repairs. It's going to be like $6,000. They put glue in the locks, too. Smash the windows.
What does it matter that he's a gay dude, by the way?
Yeah. I mean, is he complaining about what these anti-Nazi people did?
Apparently.
Hey, Gavin, who cares?
Well,
good for them.
You know, I'd rather
good for them.
Avoid the property damage, but
on me to pay for the.
I'd rather avoid the property damage.
Sure, but
and violence on our side. But these assholes.
Yeah, I know. But what are we supposed to do? Just let them do whatever?
Well, I mean,
fuck them.
Not property damage.
Ballsy. He's got a GoFundMe to pay for the repairs. It's going to be like $6,000. They put glue in the locks too. Smash the windows, put glue all over the security system. And it's typical Antifa stuff. They smash it and run away. So I get there, and there's a mob of screaming lunatics.
Is it, though? Is that typical Antifa stuff? Is it citations? Or is he just saying that? I don't believe this fucking guy. This guy's a Nazi. So by default, anything he says is garbage.
Well, and there's not necessarily an Antifa either,
right.
Like an organized group. I mean, I know they think that George Soros funds some secret super soldiers of Antifa or something, but that's just, it's just not true.
Right.
And there have been cases where they've caught people that are false flagging it, that are people like him dressed in black to incite violence.
But what we do know is the Proud Boys exist. They are an organized group, right? Organized by this dickhead.
Sure.
So that exists, Gavin.
Who is saying, hey, you guys made us mad, so of course we're going to be violent.
What are we, can I ask the universe, what are we allowed to do to stand up to Nazis? What are the rules for Gavin? What are the rules for people that beat others and yell out the F word? How are we supposed to respond? Well, how long do we take this bullshit?
I saw a black person, I think it was a comedian or something, somewhere on social media, who was like, you notice these guys, they go after the skinny Portland white people.
Yeah, yeah.
That are protesting. They don't go into Harlem. Proud Boys ain't marching in Harlem.
Right. Well.
Right?
Yeah, no, they're not.
Because they know what would happen.
They should.
They're going to get beat down. When there is a notice on the door that says.
Yes.
So I get there and there's a mob of screaming lunatics and the cops have been there all day. Tons of cops. I have a lot of support in the NYPD and I very much appreciate that.
Yeah, I bet.
The boys in blue.
There you go. I have a lot of support.
I believe
in the NYPD.
I believe him.
Oh, I 100% believe him. 100% believe him.
Wait, see, like you listen to this.
I'm sure he's got a lot of support and a lot of law enforcement.
I help progressives. I think what we need to do is constantly look at the big picture. When you hear people say, oh, the cops support the Proud Boys, we really need to take a step back and say, what is the big picture here? Like, how do we respond to violent Nazi groups? I mean, if the cops aren't going to help, our president sure as fuck isn't going to help. And they're running over protesters in Charlotte. Well, what are we supposed to do?
Well, Heather Heyer shouldn't have made him angry.
You're supposed to hold up signs?
She might have hurt his feelings.
I mean, there's more of us than there are these Nazis. Well, we don't have to suffer these motherfuckers.
Well, I mean,
we don't.
We're hoping that when the tides turn in November, that it'll be the first of excising this cancer. It's going to take a while.
These are bullies.
You know, if there's no Trump in the White House, these guys are back in their holes.
Pence?
Hopefully. I don't think Pence is down with this kind of shit, but who knows?
I don't know. Unless they decide
they're Christians all of a sudden.
See, because these guys are the Republicans. They're at the Republican whatever the fuck, the building. And I think these guys probably reflect the values of most Republicans. I don't know why the racism stops just because Pence shows up. I don't know.
Oh, I don't think the racism stops, but I don't think Pence is going to be having rallies spouting out racist tropes.
No, that's
true.
I
don't think he's going to retweet white supremacists.
Right, right.
I mean, I might be wrong. Well, he might change his tune, but
yeah.
I don't think. I think Pence will be insidious in the way that he'll, you know, try to. We'll be so woozy from the Trumpian broken bottle fuck we've taken that Pence will seem like a warm hot towel.
So is the story? Yeah, you're a warm hot towel,
a really white one.
I'm a moist towelette. Yeah. So is the story with this thing
only
is
around
that
shoulders, not around any genitalia or anything.
Oh yes. So is the story with this that the Proud Boys beat people and yelled the F word, or is the story that quote unquote Antifa smashed some windows and put glue in the locks? And I would like to see evidence of that.
Who are we listening to?
Yeah. That's the problem with a lot of these stories. God forbid liberals fight back and elites, and the story becomes all violent Antifa. What do you expect, dickhead?
New York Popo Sunday tweeted that they're seeking public help identifying three people in the attack, and there's pictures of them. But they say no complaints were filed.
No, okay.
After the violent incident.
Yes.
Anti-fascist activists, it says they named the alleged assailants on Twitter.
Oh, awesome.
Along with other Proud Boy members in attendance. An NYPD spokesman would not confirm the... Excuse me.
Yes.
Oh, revolting. It's just awesome coffee.
Yeah.
An NYPD spokesman wouldn't confirm the identities of the suspects. Was unclear whether investigators were aware of the tweets.
Okay. God, look at Twitter, investigators. Good fucking God.
And of course, no Proud Boys were arrested, but three Antifa demonstrators were.
What the fuck? The cops are not on our side. They don't give a shit.
The Oregonian characterized the New York attacks as a backdrop for what happened in Portland on Saturday night.
Yeah.
The far-right group Patriot Prayer.
Oh, God.
Whose leader, Joey Gibson, counts several Proud Boys among the ranks as his bodyguards. So this guy has bodyguards that are Proud Boys.
Right. Great. So you got a little army of racists. These are brown shirts.
They marched through the streets and brawled with counter protesters.
But you know, the shitty thing is, like, why would these Proud Boys know that they can attack, liberals, protesters, call them Antifa, whatever. Cause the only thing the fucking Democrats are going to say, the liberals are going to say is vote. They're not going to say, go get them.
Portland police reported seeing knuckle gloves, knives, batons, and firearms. Knuckle gloves. They're like,
what is that?
It's like brass knuckles, but it's sewn into the glove. You put on a glove and it's got.
Yeah. So these racists, these loons are beating people with knuckle gloves.
On both sides.
On both sides.
Because in this picture, I'm seeing Antifa with a bat.
Good. You know, I mean, honestly, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Just let Nazis fuck us up? I mean,
the police didn't make any arrests immediately. The port says the New York people have had enough. Cuomo ordered state police to help the NYPD investigating Friday's violence.
Yes.
Lashed out at the GOP for inviting the Proud Boys, there you go, in the first place.
Oh, okay.
Cuomo, governor of New York. Why would the Republican Party at their main club invite the Proud Boys?
Oh, nice. Nice.
He said it's a political tactic because what they're trying to do is fire up their base.
Right. Sure. It sucks. It sucks, right? Because if you stand up for yourself, it's going to be like, oh, look at the angry left. But then if you lay down and you just fucking take it, they're going to say, oh, look at the angry left. What? Why are we dealing with this?
In May, HuffPost reported a Proud Boys member was sent to the Pennsylvania home of comedian Vic Berger to intimidate him and his family. Berger regularly posts videos making fun of McInnes and the Proud Boys. At the time, the Proud Boys organization was circulating a mailer calling for action against opponents. We did this story about Vic Berger.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The guy shows up at his door. He's like, you know, hey, you shouldn't be saying those things, man.
That sucks, man. So these guys are thugs.
The email to their members, Proud Boys organization, quote, let's get the social media profiles, phone numbers, and addresses for their bosses, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, boyfriends, friends, and get to work. All caps. Let's show them there are consequences. These are people that just like post shit against them.
You guys are Nazis.
Yeah.
What do you want? You're brown shirts. People are going to post shit. We post shit against you. You suck. Sure. So what are you supposed to do when these Proud Boys show up to your house? Just say, oh, hi, how are you? What the fuck? The cops aren't even protecting people from these loons. This is crazy.
So that's what happened over the weekend there. Let's see. That's the HuffPo headline.
God damn.
Let's see what's going on with the Drudge Report.
This guy's running around with a fucking sword, dude.
Oh, brother. Oh, my God. Full-scale attack on Elizabeth Warren.
Yay. Good God.
Three different headlines.
Is this about the fucking Native American
great,
thing?
Great, great grandmother, which is what she's claimed, by the way.
Yes.
The whole time.
Well, it doesn't matter, right?
She's never claimed that, like, her grandparent was a Navajo. She said that her mother told her that in her family, the great great grandmother was part Native American.
Yes.
In some capacity.
Right.
That's what she has always claimed. It's what I've read in the past. That's all I've heard.
Yes.
It's been debunked that she, I saw all these comments that she, well, she used it to get affirmative action to get a job in these universities. And that's 100% debunked. They talked to the professors there who were like, I didn't even know about
right
her being allegedly Native American. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, all she did was call his bluff, right?
Right. I don't know what this is. Cherokee Nation, useless mockery. I don't know. Warren tells Trump to pay up. That's the main part of the story that's funny. So, Elizabeth Warren apparently filled up a little test tube with spit.
Yes.
And sent it off. Ugh. To whatever, 23andMe or one of those dealios.
You know, I found a story on Splinter that says top House Republicans' family reportedly benefited from dubious claims of Cherokee ancestry.
Right.
So whatever.
Oh, you won't hear about that.
Oh, of course not. they're irony proof, right?
Megalithic scale.
Yeah.
Is that the right word? Hypocrisy. Monolithic scale? Giant. Big.
Yes.
I'm trying to pull these weird ad blocking errors I'm finding off of this story I'm trying to read as I'm trying to talk. Senator Elizabeth Warren released a DNA test proves strong evidence she had Native American in her family.
Yes.
Dating back 6 to 10 generations.
Okay.
So it's not a lot. And of course, the only number you're hearing out of the right wing is there was 10 generations ago, which is 1/1024.
Yeah.
Native American.
Right.
Oh.
I mean... What do they want? I mean, that they.
And again, she's never claimed
that she
was Native American. The only thing she said was her mother said that that's where we get our high cheekbones, was from our Native American ancestor.
Right, right. So.
That's it.
I feel like today is kind of a rough day for the Dems in a way. I mean, Elizabeth Warren announced she's going to run for president? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, I guess.
And people are saying, why would you do that before the midterms?
Well, I think that they're talking about this.
I think this is
the precursor to I'm running in 2020.
I'm going
after Trump head to head. She wants to prove that she's the one that's going to be that's able to take Trump on.
Right.
Head to head. And she's not afraid of him. She's going after him. Good thing it turned out that way.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, she's probably like when they got those results, she's like, oh, please, 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 please. If it was one, she would be 1/32nd at the best if it was 6 generations ago.
Yes.
But it could be 1/64, it could be 1/120, you know.
Right.
Follow the multiples.
You want these Trumplos to understand math and shit like that and read, and that's ridiculous. Yeah. They're running around beating people, yelling the F word, and wearing MAGA hats. They're not reading, you know?
The timing is interesting, though, because, the timing is interesting. There are Democrats that are a little pissy over the fact that she did this right now. You know, I mean, it ain't a big deal. If you're running in 2020, it ain't a big deal to wait 23 days now until the election is over.
Yeah.
To do this shit, kind of like, why would she do this now? I don't get it either. Maybe it was going to leak or who knows?
I generally like the way Elizabeth Warren operates.
I do too. I just know, it'll be interesting to hear if she ever comes out with why now.
Oh God. Are the Democrats going to fuck up the midterms?
I don't think so. I mean, the Democrats are fucking fired up. I don't, there was a report, today, Michigan, I think somewhere in the Midwest, like a state local reporter who said, well, you know, they're crowing about how the Kavanaugh bullshit fired up the Republicans.
Yes.
As far as enthusiasm for the upcoming election.
Right.
But, and she said, well, you know, we thought the Democrats were at max engagement. We were wrong. And she said, since the Kavanaugh hearings, the Democrats are supercharged. They're even more
good. I hope
angry,
so.
More engaged.
Yeah.
And more. We just need the millennials to just get out.
Because we have to do something, because I think we should be disturbed at the violence from the right. I think we should be disturbed. Yeah. I think we should be very concerned.
And if they stay in charge, is that going to get better?
It's going to get worse.
They're going to come for us.
Yeah.
I mean, crab diving.
Right, of course.
Listen to these cucks insulting the president.
Well, I mean, and they're already coming for people that are gay, that are brown, that are not white. We got to stand up to these bullies, you know.
So Trump was asked about it on the lawn.
Yes.
As he was getting into his helicopter to come here.
Oh, God.
To pretend he gives a shit about people.
Hey, Donald, why don't you stop with the trips to visit storm, you know, victims and shit like that? Just stop. It hasn't gone well.
But he stopped and talked to the press a little bit, and they asked him about Elizabeth Warren, and he's like, "Who cares? Who cares?
Who cares? Who gives a fuck?"
But then they reminded him,
yes,
of his little bet that he made. Or right. His little offer that he made at a hate rally, a Nuremberg rally in Montana.
Okay.
And I believe that was the one where a plaid shirt kid was removed from, wasn't it? Plaid shirt kid was Montana.
Oh, yeah.
Great Falls, Montana. Well, here. Here's from the hate rally.
Oh, perfect.
A couple months ago.
They're going to cover Pocahontas, who was. Think of it. Think of it. She of the great tribal heritage. What tribe is it? Let me think about that one.
The kid's gone.
God, I hate him.
He's been removed and replaced by this point.
Oh, yes.
So there's only... I don't see anybody non-white. Oh, there's an Asian dude, I think.
Dude, these rallies... I mean, this is... So Trump continues these rallies. These rallies will continue through the election.
Sure.
So what's going to happen? We're going to have more violence. But yet we have to tolerate all this. We have to tolerate this.
And now Fox News is basically saying the Democrats are coming to kill you. You got to come out and vote. The violent mob Democrats are coming to kill you.
We got a president going out regularly, saying this shit at rallies. And Fox News is saying all this shit. And then we got these weird little gangs like the Proud Boys out and about beating people.
Yes.
What are we doing? Why are we putting up with it? It makes me nuts.
Meantime, she's based her life on being a minority.
That's
not true.
100% not true.
And what does that mean, dickhead? What does that mean anyway? What would that mean, Donald? She's based her life on being a minority?
Well, yeah, and they hate affirmative action, so it plays right in their wheelhouse. It gives them a little twiddle of their nether regions to be able to say, oh, that means a brown person got something that a white one should have had.
I hope our progressive leaders appreciate how shitty this situation is. I really do.
And being a minority. Pocahontas, they always want me to apologize for saying it. And I hereby, I want to apologize. I'll use tonight. Pocahontas, I apologize to you. I apologize. To you,
what a fucking asshole.
What? This is dickhead.
Our president.
Yes.
I just want to take a moment to revel in that fact again. This is our president. This thing, this creature, this flim-flam sideshow barker.
I hope the voting works. I hope the Democrats get the House. I hope the hashtag vote blue is enough to rally. We have the hashtag vote blue. They have lunatics running in the streets with bats.
I apologize. To the fake Pocahontas, I won't apologize.
What does that mean? Like the cartoon character?
No, Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, okay. I just didn't understand him. What the fuck?
This I won't apologize.
Yeah, the Disney movie.
He's got it.
He's all angry about it.
Oh, I hate this guy.
I hated that movie.
No, it's causing her problems. You know that name's good because now even the liberals are saying, take a test. You know, I shouldn't tell you because I like not to give away secrets. But this one, let's say I'm debating Pocahontas, right? I promise you I'll do this. I will take, you know, those little kits they sell on television for $2? Learn your...
Like $200, by the way.
I mean...
Irish. Guy says, I was born in Scotland. It turns out he was born in Puerto Rico, and that's okay. It's good.
That's okay.
Whoa.
That's okay. You were born in Puerto Rico. That's good.
Somebody,
that's okay.
He heard a story from somebody that's pissed.
Oh, yeah.
He heard a story from a white guy, some white Scottish asshole who got his back, and he's mostly Puerto Rican, and he's pissed.
How do we?
Because right away he's like, that's okay. It's okay. It's Puerto Rican. It's okay.
Good Lord, man.
God, I wish he didn't make me laugh. But he's just so horrible.
I know somebody that voted for Trump who's a school teacher.
Oh, I know that person too.
What an asshole. Fuck you.
They sell on television for $2. Learn your heritage. Guy says, I was born in Scotland. It turns out he was born in Puerto Rico, and that's okay. It's good. You know. Guy says, I was born in Germany. Well, he wasn't born in Germany. He was born someplace else. I'm going to get one of those little kits.
What?
I don't know.
Guy says he was born in Germany, and it turns out he was born somewhere else. First of all, that it doesn't tell you where you were born.
Right. It just tells you your heritage.
Right.
It's as if Trump, you know, it's weird. It's like he doesn't know
science.
What the fuck he's talking about. All these speeches are the same. Hey, go back to talking about the invisible plane.
Well, that's why it's great that Fox is cutting back.
What do you mean?
They're not showing open to close rallies anymore. And the White House is pissed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because the ratings are down.
Yeah. Because there's so many of them. And he says the same fucking thing every time now.
Hey, more time for Tucker Carlson. That's nice.
That's literally it.
Yeah.
The story I read.
God, I hate us right now.
They cut back to Tucker.
Why are we
so fucked up? Born in Germany. Well, he wasn't born in Germany. He was born someplace else. I'm going to get one of those little kits.
Interesting, he chooses Germany. Just
Just
dropping.
Nice.
And in the middle of the debate, when she proclaims that she's of Indian heritage.
Which she wouldn't. She would say what she said before.
Yes.
My mother said her great-great-grandmother had some
right
Native American in her. And maybe that's where you get your cheekbones from, honey.
Oh, my God.
Nowhere has she run around claiming, I am a Native American.
Yes.
She may have said, I have some heritage.
Right. That's insane.
I don't know what the hell I've got going on one side. I should get one of these. One quarter of me is
Czech.
Is a mutt.
Not Czech. I'm sorry. Serb. What are you? What?
Serbian half.
Okay.
My mom and my dad was half Irish,
right,
and half literally here since right after the Mayflower.
Oh, okay.
And shit. I thought my uncle was full of shit on that all those years.
Right,
he was a little eccentric.
Okay,
but he was the genealogist of the family. And then one time, I forget, I was homesick and stoned and something, and I signed up for the free genealogy.com.
Okay.
And what they do, what's good about them is, I mean, if you're into it, you know, fucking pay for it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But what they do is, if others have researched in the past and you're their eighth cousin, it'll find it and connect you to their tree.
How many slaves so did you your ancestors yeah, own?
Probably, unfortunately, yeah. Maybe a lot. I think they all lived in the north. Not that makes a difference early on, but
right.
That the it was connected to other people,
right?
And it literally goes back all the way to some couple of dudes who came over.
What
a few years? A couple of dudes came over a few years after the Mayflower,
right? Oh, interesting. God, that's what, 16 something, 1620?
Yeah. It's really weird.
You're OG, baby.
It's really weird to trace like a direct line all the way back to
weird shit.
All the way back to a couple of people who lived in the late 1600s.
Wow.
Here in the United States.
That's
of
before
America.
Penicillin.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
And I'm sure if I tried to find the Serbian part, it'd be maybe tough.
Yes.
You got to go start with church records.
But
my grandmother.
You don't have any Native American blood?
I found some in my, maybe. That's what I'm saying is in that quarter, those people were here a fucking long time. I don't, there's got to be, who knows what's going on in there?
How is he getting away? How do we have a president? How do we live in a society that lets our president get away with calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas? Pocahontas! Yeah, you're right. Those people are in charge. We let the racists pick a president, and guess what? We got a racist president. Thank you, Bernie Bros. Thank you. You fucks. This shit is on you, you bastards.
The racism is in there. Or at least the tolerance of the racism, which is racism.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of them were just, fuck it. Let's blow it up. Nobody's listening to us.
Right.
That's the story you hear from a lot of them is the reason. Did you see that story? That guy, we did the story when it happened, but a black kid, I'm going to give all the backgrounds.
Right, so right.
We don't have to explain. The black kid, I think he was newish to the neighborhood too, but I could be wrong on that. I've seen hints of that, but I didn't read that in the main stories.
Okay.
But regardless, he would hop on a bus every day and go to school. The bus would snake through these subdivisions. The subdivision in question,
yes,
is built like a Pollock painting.
Okay.
It's everyone says it's crazy twists and turns. It's really easy to get lost.
Yes.
And he had his cell phone taken away because he had done something.
Okay.
No record, by the way. I know he's a black teenager racist.
Yes.
No record. He's going to high school.
Right.
I don't know. He slept in late or something, missed his bus for some reason, decided to hoof it to school, tried to follow the route that the bus takes because that's the only way he knew how to get to the school.
Right.
And got turned around in this subdivision.
Yes.
Knocked on a door. A dude answers the door and gave him directions. He followed the directions for a bit, got confused, got lost again.
Okay.
Knocked on another door.
Right.
A woman inside started screaming, "Why are you trying to break into my house?" And he said, "I'm just asking for directions."
Okay.
She screams for her husband. Husband comes running out with his shirt off. Old white guy, we'll call them. With shotgun.
Okay.
Kid turns and runs like hell. Kid's wearing a backpack, glasses, walking to school, trying to get directions. Runs like hell. Gets probably 100 feet away. Bam! Guy raises the shotgun and shoots at him. Fortunately, misses.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Police said that when they interviewed the guy, he said he had shot up in the air. Then they found out that he has his own security camera. So the cops grabbed the footage of it.
Oh, my God.
Which
that's
showed
awesome.
Him shoulder aiming at the kid as he was going away.
So he didn't shoot
he
in the
air.
He
did not shoot up in the air.
So is it attempted murder or something?
He was charged with attempted murder.
Good.
But he then was the cops were interviewing him afterwards, and he said, I'm tired of being a victim.
Oh, my God. You got to be shitting me. Of what?
Old white man said, I'm tired of being a victim.
Of what?
Apparently, now this just happened within the past few months. His trial was recently, and he was sentenced, I think, on Friday or Saturday.
Right.
Or he was convicted. The jury convicted him.
Yes.
They had been broken into a couple of times. But it was several years ago. I mean, they did have a string of break-ins for some reason, like two or three within a couple of year period.
You can't shoot at people running away from your house.
No, that's one of the more terrifying. Depending on where you go on the internet to read the story.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of like to do sometimes, to see the horrible spin from the other side.
Right.
And you'd be surprised how many of them are like, I don't care. He's on my property. He deserved to be shot. I don't care if he run away.
See, I mean, you know, the racism in our country is so ingrained in our culture. There are so many racist people. It's hard for me to believe that any votes for Trump isn't rooted in some kind of racism, because that is who, I mean, when you think about MAGA, Make America Great Again. We know that's Make America White Again.
Oh, yeah.
So even if you're one of these, let's blow the country up, you're fine with racism, meaning you're a fucking racist.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of have to deal with that. The Bernie bros are racist. There's a wing of the progressives that...
Some, yeah.
How, if they voted for Trump, how are they not?
The ones like Susan Sarandon, who are so privileged that they don't realize that it's going to actually hurt people enough. And they say, well, you know, it's good. We'll blow the thing up.
But they know that
maybe we need to hit rock bottom.
But hitting rock bottom for Susan Sarandon is different than poor black people hitting rock bottom.
That's the point, is that she's got the privilege of saying, yes. Well, we can, you know, maybe the country deserves a good kick in the balls, and we'll things will get better afterwards. She doesn't realize that it's going to be a 40-year kick in the balls from Kavanaugh.
Right.
And from Gorsuch.
And, you know, it's as if, well, so I guess she's not racist. She just lacks empathy for people of color, which is in the neighborhood.
Or she doesn't prioritize it, which is also in the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
but she in her mind believes she's not racist.
I'm sure
as
a lot of racists.
As opposed to the outward.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll bet the guy who shot at the kid would admit he's a racist.
Oh yeah, we don't really really need him to. I mean, you know,
right.
I don't need that guy to tell me he's a racist, and I don't need Susan Sarandon either. You have an amazing ability to compartmentalize bullshit, Susan.
With your millions of dollars in fame.
Oh yeah,
it's good. You know. Guy says, I was born in Germany. Well, he wasn't born in Germany. He was born someplace else. I'm going to get one of those little kids. And in the middle of the debate, when she proclaims that she's of Indian heritage, because her mother said she has high cheekbones. That's her only evidence, that her mother said she had high cheekbones. We will take that little kid and say, but we have to do it gently. Because we're in the Me Too generation. So
you remember that?
Yeah.
So we have to do it gently because we're in the Me Too. What was he going to do, milk her?
Well, listen,
against her will.
And it's no, you know, she's a woman. It's no coincidence he's going to make this woman take a DNA test. But I'll do it gently instead of forcing her and hitting her and whatever.
It's like we're going to make you give birth.
I mean, it's violent. He's going to make someone do something no matter what. Hey, Donald, what if during the debate you say some bullshit and Elizabeth Warren walks over and presents you proof that you're lying? I don't know. This is nuts.
Fake news.
I mean, it's violent.
Well, yeah. Instead of saying I'll buy a DNA test and challenge her to take it right there.
I'm going to walk over and make
her
take it.
He's like, we're going to make her take it. But we're going to be gentle because it's the Me Too movement.
This is the guy that said, we're going to grab women. I grab women by the pussy because I'm famous. And then I'm going to kiss him. I'm going to be nice enough to throw mints in my fucking mouth.
Ugh.
Ugh. How in the fuck could you not come out and vote for Hillary Clinton knowing you were giving this guy a chance to win?
Mother said she has high cheekbones. That's her only evidence, that her mother said she had high cheekbones. We will take that little kit and say, but we have to do it gently. Because we're in the Me Too generation, so we have to be very gentle. And we will very gently take that kit and we will slowly toss it, hoping it doesn't hit her and injure her arm. Even though it only weighs probably 2 ounces. And we will say, I will give you $1 million to your favorite charity, paid for by Trump, if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian, you know.
He sounds like Trump is as if Archie Bunker never met Edith. Never.
Right.
Instead met, I don't know, some racist loon to marry or whoever.
Stephen Miller in drag. Here is this morning now on the White House lawn, getting ready to hop in the helicopter.
Come console
all of us.
How many sound bites? How many sound bites do we have from Donald today?
Well, that was just from that previous rally.
And where have we?
That was all one.
Have we even discussed that 60 Minutes interview?
Oh, God, no. That's why I said we could do the whole show today just on Trump clips.
Listen here's, to him.
here's Trump this morning when asked about the Elizabeth Warren DNA test results.
Why did he argue on the table? Warren
releasing the results of her DNA test. No, I have to. Who cares?
Who cares? So, who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Do you have any comment on Elizabeth Warren releasing DNA results that show she's Native? She's got Native American heritage. No, who cares? Who cares? Who cares?
Yeah. Who gives a
who
fuck?
Who cares? Right. What's your you and your truth? My people don't care about your truth. They like Pocahontas. Who cares?
They, you know what? See, that's a good point. It doesn't matter. She could take that test.
Yeah.
She could come back 100% Native American. They like it when Donald Trump yells Pocahontas. They like it when he yells at the media.
He told us when he was running. I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue.
Nobody would give a fuck. He's right.
My supporters wouldn't care. I wouldn't lose one supporter.
They don't care.
Of the hardcore. Here's the rest of it.
No, I have to. Who cares?
Who gives a shit?
So then the reporter says, Mr. President, you offered her, you said you'd give $1 million to charity if she took a DNA test.
Who cares? I didn't say that. You better read it again.
He was ready for that.
I didn't say that.
The guy didn't even finish the middle of that sentence. He said, Mr. President, you said you would donate him. And Trump was shaking his head. I didn't say that.
Was he coached?
No, I think he knew. He's lying when he was like, what? Oh, who cares? I don't know about that. Bullshit. He knew exactly. He knew exactly what was going on.
Yes.
What is this now?
God, you know, I don't know. It's just nuts.
Elizabeth Warren tweeted. he didn't remember. Elizabeth Warren tweeted, having some memory problems, Donald? Should we call for a doctor? Here's something you won't forget.
Oh, shit.
Mr. President, you're the least popular president in modern history, and your allies will go down hard in the midterm elections. 22 days, tick tock, tick tock.
Oh, I love that. I love the tone. It's salty. It's mean. It's insulting. Yes, bring it. More of this. More of this, Chuck and Nancy. These are Nazis. Quit being nice. Listen to this fucking guy. He sounds like he's at a Klan rally. Pocahontas. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Didn't that one guy do like the woo 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 thing at a rally for Trump during the fucking election? Some dickhead.
Yes. I think it might have been a rally for himself, but he was a Republican.
We are but so it was racist. I keep thinking, like, we got to drive these racists back into the woods. What woods? What woods would hold these people? There's so many of them.
At M.A. Nelson on the Twitter says, thank you, Bernie Bros. I'm with you, R.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Somebody agrees? Thank you.
Also,
fuck.
Green Party, get real. No Clinton idiots. And those who couldn't make up their minds between two evils. That one drove me crazy, particularly because...
Yep. That's stupid.
The lesser of two evils is less evil, you dumb motherfuckers.
I will say this. I'm not real happy with Hillary today with what she said. I think it was crap. It was garbage.
Yeah, she could have done better with that. She was asked, if you don't know what we're talking about, she was asked about... They're getting ready to... They're firing up... she and Bill are going on a national speaking tour together. And so they're out doing press and shit. And one guy interviewed her and asked her about, do you think... I'm paraphrasing. Do you think the that it was an abuse of power when
the president got blown by an intern in the White House?
Not
yes.
quite his wording, but yes, essentially.
Yes.
And she vehemently, no, I mean, no. And he's like, well, but don't you think? No, I don't think so. She was an adult.
The thing
it was an intern. She was an adult, yeah. She said. So she's not looking, I concur, she's not
it's horrible.
Good today.
It's that she's not doing the party any fucking favors. And you know, as a progressive, I don't have to own Bill Clinton. I don't have to own that. He did something bad, and he got lucky because it was before the Me Too movement. It was in the 90s?
Yes.
And nobody cared.
Yeah.
Now, if Barack Hussein Obama had, got blown by an intern in the White House... He would be gone by the hands of his own fucking party. Right?
Right. Thanks for the tweet.
Thanks, yes, M. thank you.
Thanks, M.A. Nelson.
M.A. Nelson. Hey, listen, thank you for the tweet. And if anybody else wants to
we know
tweet
what
in.
Stands for.
What?
We know.
Oh, it's okay. Well, okay.
It's your secret identity.
Okay. Listen, thanks for the tweet, and if anybody else wants to tweet in at Crab Diving that agrees with me, that would be great, too. I appreciate that.
Hey. Very Trumpian.
Yeah, I know.
If you agree with me, tweet in.
Yeah, right.
And there's a picture, by the way, on the Drudge Report of Elizabeth Warren in Native American costume.
Right.
That I guess she wore once to a Halloween party or
Why
something.
Why are they doing that?
God. It says here there's a report that's what you talked about that
yes.
the Saudi are going to admit
right
to oopsie accidentally killed him.
It's bullshit.
While we were interrogating him,
right?
CNN is reporting that they're the Saudis are preparing a report in which they will admit that Jamal Khashoggi, the Washington Post columnist who went missing earlier this month, was killed in a, quote, interrogation gone wrong.
Khashoggi.
Oops.
God, that sounds like a show.
Khashoggi, a prominent Saudi dissident, went missing after walking into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. Turkish officials say they have proof he was murdered.
Right.
And dismembered by a team of Saudi agents.
Wow, now that's weird. During an interrogation, this guy got accidentally dismembered.
The Saudi, right?
What an odd accident.
Right, he must have
Jeez.
Really fallen down on
wow.
something.
Fallen down
Maybe
on
they were doing sword dances. And it went horribly wrong.
I fell into a pit of swords and I got dismembered. God, what a weird accident during an interrogation.
The Saudi government vehemently denied it at first.
Oh, yes.
It said, according to two sources speaking
right.
to CNN, the Saudis are preparing a report admitting they intended to abduct him
right.
and bring him back to Saudi, but that he was inadvertently killed in the process.
Rogue killers.
They're trying to use this report to absolve the government of responsibility for the murder by claiming the operation wasn't cleared. Somebody went rogue.
Yes.
Somebody's going to have to, speaking of swords.
Yes.
Sounds like someone's going to fall on one.
And Trump believes him. He said he believes the Saudis.
Well, I'm sure Trump helped them concoct their story. I mean, there's no way. Malcolm Nance, the former Army intelligence dude who wrote the books and everything. Malcolm Nance said that if Khashoggi is a legal U.S. resident and it went out on the wires that the State Department, he named the system or whatever, they've got some fancy messaging system.
Right.
That Trump would have known within 5 minutes when reports of Khashoggi's abduction went out.
Right. How would he have known? There's just like some sort of...
It's a reporting system that they have that anytime a U.S. resident or citizen, something is involved with them, that it messages to the State Department right away. And if it's bad enough, it gets to the president within 5 minutes.
How do they know he was dismembered, I wonder? I mean, what evidence do they have? Do they have a toe or some bullshit like that?
Didn't the Saudis say they have sewage? That
they went and studied the sewage
that had come out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was a report that they already have samples of from the sewer system.
You know,
it may have Khashoggi parts.
Great. So if you're some totalitarian regime, you can do whatever you want because Trump's going to believe you rather than the intelligence community, you know, rather than whatever Turkey says.
One report says from Istanbul that the report will most likely conclude that, quote, this is the Saudi report. This is the, we're going to investigate ourselves. Don't worry about it. We got it.
Accidental dismemberment.
It's like when the police do.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we got it.
Sure.
An internal investigation has shown that the 37 shots he fired at the person in the back was self-defense.
Here, let me put this gun next to you and plant some crack in your pocket.
They said that this report from the Saudis will conclude that the operation was carried out without clearance and transparency, and those involved will be held responsible. Right.
In Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go into Saudi Arabia and arrest these people that were there during this accidental dismemberment.
He's going to find somebody, MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, is going to find somebody that he doesn't like in the royal family.
Yes.
And tag them and say, wow, they ordered this killing off with their heads. This has nothing to do with the fact that politically he's against me.
Well, they're not going to do anything. You know, maybe they won't do anything.
We're still looking for him.
Oh, yes.
The Saudis report is still being prepared. Could change, it says, according to reports.
It could change. You know why? Because it's a lie. It's easy to change that shit.
On the lawn this morning, Trump also said and tweeted that he spoke with Saudi King Salman.
Ooh.
You know, there's a weird thing going on there. The king is still officially in charge, but he's old and infirm and named his successor.
Right.
And of a herd of all these, I guess, Salmans that are running around, somehow the MBS shenaniganed his way in. And remember, was it last year or 2 years ago, he famously had a whole bunch of relatives rounded up and imprisoned for various abuses against the government and consolidated his power.
I mean,
that way it's like fucking, it's like the bad part of Black Panther.
Oh, yeah.
Where you choose your government by ritual combat.
Right.
The one downside.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think. I wish our 2016 election was chosen like that. I think we would have done okay.
You think Hillary would have kicked Trump's ass?
Yes! Have you seen
him? She just would be able to outrun him for 10 to 12 seconds.
I at the very least, I mean, she's got to do a little cardio, man. I mean, a little cardio on a maybe walk. Maybe she walks the treadmill for 20 minutes a day.
Obama McCain, that's not fair.
Obama would beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah. Obama Romney. That would have been better, but he still would have.
Biden. Let Biden hit somebody. Oh, God.
Maybe Biden Trump 2020.
So yeah, that's true.
Trump said he spoke with the Saudi king who, quote, he firmly denied any knowledge. Firmly.
And I believe him because you know who else I believe? Kim Jong-un. I believe Putin.
Firm like Melania's new breasts. Yes.
I believe
not that I felt them. Right.
Firm like Ivanka's breasts.
Oh,
let's pretend he hadn't felt her breasts. Let's fucking pretend. Take some LSD.
And then Trump also on the lawn suggested, I don't know, it could be rogue killers. Rogue killers who somehow snuck into the Saudi consulate.
Oh, like
spirited away Khashoggi, somehow magically disabled the security cameras.
Yeah.
And somehow managed to convince the Saudis there to send the Turkish staff home because they were having, quote, a high level diplomatic meeting that day.
We're going to have a high level dismemberment. I mean, diplomatic meeting. Yeah. Can you guys take a long lunch, go to the Golden Corral, get the deluxe buffet with the chocolate fountain and the cheese log?
I think there's a Golden Corral in Istanbul.
Probably not. I imagine there's some issues. I don't know. If you're a Muslim, can you eat everything in the Golden Corral? I'd love to go to Istanbul.
It's getting a little scary, though. With
I thought you were going to say Golden Corral.
Erdogan. I like going to... I don't like going to...
Yeah.
The just
a lot of
Corral.
Food. A lot of cardboard cutouts of Jeff Foxworthy's fucking face.
And worst part.
Oh, yes.
Here's your sign.
Here's your shitty jokes. I'm a billionaire.
I was just going to say, I'm on Shark Tank. I've got so much money to give away.
Jeff Foxworthy's a clean comic. He makes shit tons of money. Good for him.
Jeff Dunham here in town, everybody. Oh, yeah. If you're into clean comedy.
Oh, let me grab a puppet. That'll be fun.
Makes a shit ton of money.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He's consistently in the top 10.
I know.
But the rest of the top 10 are, everybody says fuck.
They what?
Everybody says fuck.
Right. Well.
But it's also hard to find, like, if you look at just from touring, because they consider Seinfeld as the highest paid comic, but you can't count the sitcom money.
Yeah.
Is what, we're looking, if you want to look at who's successful touring comic that's actually selling out theaters and stuff.
Yeah.
Just because of that, it ain't Seinfeld.
I played a dive bar in Daytona on Friday. I don't think I'm in the top 10.
Maybe in Daytona that night.
Probably. Oh, God.
Maybe in Florida that night.
Saw through my wrist with a butter knife.
I'm just talking. I'm not talking about funny. I'm talking about cash. How much you made on those on the gigs?
I know. I'm gonna saw through my wrist with a butter knife.
So there you go. The reports are that apparently the Saudis are gonna cop to it, but it was an oopsie.
Yes. Looking forward to Fox News and all the idiot Bernie bros, the Trumpalos, just eating this up.
You know, the liberals all angry. This was just the questioning gone wrong. They were probably sitting him in a nice comfy chair and he just sat wrong and missed it and fell down and hit his head or something.
Yeah, now he doesn't have any arms or legs and people carried him out in four different suitcases.
This is Steve Doocy, everybody.
And apparently they flushed his fingers down the fucking toilet.
Well, I don't know.
God, why are they checking the sewage? You said they're checking the sewage.
Well, blood.
Okay, I mean, maybe.
If they kept all the parts and shipped them out in various luggage, then the blood would have been the thing. If there's a dismemberment going on.
Right.
That's why Dexter would cover everything in plastic.
You know, that's got to be the great thing, right? That's a great thing if you're a tyrant in a kill squad from Saudi Arabia. You're not going to get arrested. Nothing bad is going to happen to you, right?
Yeah, right.
There's not going to be an investigation.
So they're calling it rogue operatives.
So, okay. But I thought the first story is that he left. I thought the first fucking story is that he
So that's why Trump said left. Rogue killers.
But wasn't the first story they were going with?
Oh,
is
we
that
didn't. He totally left. He totally left.
So what happened? Is that are they saying they were lying at that story, or they were confused, or they
I don't
were
know.
They were focusing on the
some
wrong
people,
shit?
I think there's some people working at the embassy in Istanbul that are sweating their privates off right now.
Well, they
because
should be.
They're wondering if they're going to get the hit. Because the only way the Saudis can make this, it's nobody believes them. Nobody believes them. But the only way they could try to make this remotely credible is if they say that somehow the embassy or people at the embassy were in on it because they communicated to them that they totally left. He left. He totally left. That's what they told us.
but the Turkish staff was told to leave. So then they knew. Did the Americans and
I'm not saying it makes sense.
I'm just saying who knew? I mean, it's kind of crazy. I mean, didn't we hear a rumor that the Americans knew, that Trump knew? That Trump knew, that Turkey knew, that Saudi Arabia knew, they conspired to have a journalist fucking killed? This is insane,
well,
dude.
Maybe not directly, but that Jared may have supplied MBS with intelligence on their quote enemies, which may have included.
So the Trump administration gave them information so they could dismember this motherfucker.
Why? Maybe. I don't know.
I mean,
we don't have any evidence, but
do you believe Trump's story? I mean, I'm just saying, I think the fucking guy knew. Can't we just assume the worst? Why do we have to wait? Say, well, we don't know. We know he did some bullshit. Surely he was in on this. Surely he loves the Saudis. They're putting up a hotel for him, right?
Well, it's transactional. It's money. Yeah.
They're putting up a hotel
it's
for him.
10 million, Ryan. A billion. I don't know.
The Saudis come
I really
to Trump
like them.
And say, listen, we're going to fucking dismember this motherfucker in the Turkish embassy. Do you give a shit? And Trump says, no, because you're putting up my hotel or I need you to do this.
Right. And then they say he's a journalist. And Trump is like, even better.
Oh, yes. Are we naive?
From the Jeff Bezos Washington Post.
Yep.
Even better.
Everybody put on your adult pants. Our president's a tyrant. Just accept it. This he's lying. He's mistelling the truth or whatever the fuck. That's bullshit. The guy lies. He's a racist fucking tyrant liar.
So I guess that's the way they're gonna spin that shit.
Spin it. Guy's got no arms, legs. He's fucking straining the sewage looking for fucking blood or what the fuck ever.
As Turkey
rogue killers,
as Turkey says, it was going to inspect the consulate, but I think now if they're going to come out and say, you know, it was an oops.
Yeah, why inspect it?
I don't need to do that.
Everyone's going to lie anyway. What's it matter?
Saudi Arabia first pledged it would open the consulate doors to Turkish popo several days after Khashoggi went missing. But after that, Saudi and Turkish officials were arguing over how thoroughly the investigators would be allowed. This is very Trumpian, too, right?
Allowed.
Like the FBI looking into Kavanaugh.
Oh, yeah.
You can only look into one thing, and with me, too. No looking at my finances. You can only look into collusion, and there's no collusion.
That's crazy. Well, yeah. Imagine if you're the family of this journalist. Do you think you're getting justice? No.
They may try to throw money at the fiance.
This to me says that our world collectively doesn't really have a problem with some tyrant taking a journalist and cutting him up into little pieces.
Right now. And again, I'll point the finger at late term capitalism, but that's just the evil Marxist within me.
Yeah. And you know, people, I don't
Marxist,
know.
Marxist really just,
right.
It makes sense.
I don't know.
His observations of it. I don't say that communism is the answer. I just say that his criticism of capitalism
is
and
valid.
His predictions of what happens in late term capitalism is, you know, kind of running by the playbook right now.
I mean, did he predict this fascism and this fucking racism?
Well, yeah, because political strife bubbles out of the economic strife as the inequality happens more and more. And it was going well in World War II, you know, the evil vulture capitalists tried to say the guys that jerk off to Ayn Rand.
Yes.
Try to say, well, you know, the capitalism created the middle class. The New Deal created the middle class,
yeah.
which is socialistic and communistic as
right,
fuck.
Right.
The only reason that FDR came up with that shit was because there was real before World War II, there were really strong socialist and communist parties in the United States.
Yeah.
That pressured pressured FDR, and that's where this New Deal shit came from.
Wow. Well.
And then the middle class was created, but it's I think it's like a band-aid for the way capitalism works, because it by definition means haves and have-nots.
And so people are going to exploit the have-nots.
Exactly.
They're going to exploit the shit out of them.
At worst. At best, ignore them.
Yeah.
And let them suffer.
I wonder if my friend that, I had this friend that listens to the show sometimes, that voted for Gary Johnson. What is Aleppo, that guy?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel, dickhead? I'm just wondering.
You know, I get some of the libertarian ideals, small l, but the Libertarian Party is fucked up. They have by far, I think we've even played clips of some of their...
Aleppo.
Some of their... they have by far the best primary debate because they got some loonies.
Some nutballs.
Some nutballs on that side.
They love guns and liberty and, you know...
Gary Johnson and a couple others are the ones that just like kind of clean up the best. and he is dumb as fuck. I mean, he's nutty. He's a stoner. Allegedly.
My friend says that's a gotcha question.
What's Aleppo?
When they ask the question about Syria, and it's like...
But if you're running for president...
That's like... Isn't that the major war that's happening on the planet right now? At that time, was the Syrian conflict.
Yeah, sure.
So why wouldn't you know about that if you're president of the United motherfucking States, baby? Why wouldn't you know about Aleppo, dickhead?
And didn't you see the movie?
What movie?
There's a movie called Aleppo, isn't there?
I don't know.
It's about a battle or something?
I never saw that. But I know of Aleppo.
Aleppo? What's Aleppo?
Never watch a movie, Gary?
I mean, he seems like a nice guy. It'd be great to get high with. I mean, to have a beer with.
Sure, get high with.
Get high in a city and county state where it's legal.
Sure, I'll get high with Gary Johnson in Amsterdam or California.
Yes, Colorado, Washington.
Not in Florida.
Alaska.
I mean, we have legal weed, but it takes...
No, you have to be falling over with cancer, literally.
And dude, the process is a few hundred dollars. It takes a long time. And then at the dispensaries, I don't know that they just sell everything.
And it was such...
garbage.
It was such a sham in California, the whole medical thing.
Yeah.
It was just a, you know...
But it worked.
Do you remember that doctor on the beach?
Yeah.
The doctor on the beach, he waves his stethoscope in your direction.
Right, right.
And you're like, I have anxiety. He's like, okay.
I mean, you know, it's a sham, but I mean, if you think about it in the context of rest of our healthcare system, I mean, is it?
Oh, well, no, I'm not criticizing it. I'm just saying that they had to play that stupid game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, they took they listened to my heartbeat through a down vest and a flannel, and then I had a hoodie on top of that. It was the fall. I was layered, and guy was like...
But you had a really...
I was like, I have rickets.
I've got gout.
Yeah. I've got social anxiety.
I could say I have migraines, because I really do.
Right. You should get a card. Everybody gets a card.
And it really... I mean, honestly, it does help when
weed helps,
I have
dude.
A migraine, because my migraines accompanying my migraines is explosive vomiting, so and cold sweats and shit. And then I'll be honest.
I need weed for my job. I need weed for my job.
I need weed for my job.
You go to a comedy club or something, and you talk to comics all night, and you're not stoned. Holy fucking God! I mean, come on. You know what I mean? That's nuts.
Music, I could see, too.
Oh, yes, of course.
Playing music is I've heard.
Right.
It's really good. Well.
Hi.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is stupid that anyone would have to. I'm joking.
I can drink.
Hesitating. Right, because I was just going to say.
I can
if
drink.
I said, wow, I was drunk as hell playing in that band one time, nobody gives a shit. If I say, wow, I was stoned, people are going to be like, ooh, some people.
How many people have been dragged into the ER with weed poisoning?
0.0.
I mean, people freaked out.
I was going to say.
That's different.
Maureen Dowd.
Yes.
We know.
Right.
Amateur hour, went to Colorado.
Yes.
Conservative columnist for the New York Times, I believe.
Yes.
And
it's a funny story.
Got a legal brownie
and ate the whole thing.
Went home, followed the directions, had like a quarter of it, and 15 minutes later, nothing was happening. So she took more of it and then more of it, and then it kicked in at, you know, the 40-minute mark, which is where they usually do kick in.
Yes.
And
don't
she
eat the
said
whole thing.
She spent hours in the fetal position. But this is somebody who doesn't smoke marijuana.
And you got to read the fucking thing.
Yeah.
You got to read the label. Guys, yeah. You got to be adult about your weed. You know,
anything.
If you get too high, you're just too high. Don't freak out. Don't turn yourself into the police.
Well, sometimes that comes
don't
with
go to
being
the,
too high.
Don't go to the fucking doctor. Just sit there. Take a shower. Enjoy it. Watch, what's that show on Netflix we just started watching? That's good. Deuce. Watch an episode of Deuce, The Deuce, or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, yeah. David Simon.
James Franco.
James Franco and...
The New York back in the
Maggie
70s.
Maggie Gyllenhaal,
right?
Yeah. Really good.
Syphilis just lining the street. It's fine.
It's really like a day in the life of
nothing happens.
And hookers. And,
I like it though.
Yeah,
the dialogue's real good.
I only saw the first episode.
You don't even have to pay attention. It's great.
It may be a ton of exposition, but it was really
It was good.
Fun to watch. I want to see the next one.
Everybody's good in it.
Oh, Paul Allen dead at 65.
Oh shit.
Co-founder of Microsoft.
Right.
Along with
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
You know, I'm putting up an article where Bill Gates is interviewed by, I think, Ezra Klein, and they're talking about poverty. And that.
Oh, I saw that.
Talking about how bad it is in Africa.
That even if. Even if they get rid of half of poverty by 2100, poverty is growing at such a. The population is growing at such a rate that. It'll still be twice as many people that are poor, something like that.
Yeah, it's because Africa as a whole is projected to nearly double in size by 2050, which means that even if the percentage of poor people on the continent is cut in half, the number of poor people stays the same.
Oh, it stays the same, yeah.
That's astounding.
Yeah.
You know?
The... 65 years old, Paul Allen. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, shit.
So there you go.
We need more, like, medical research. It's like, why do we have so many...
Billionaires die of cancer, too.
Right, guys. I mean, what do we have enough of? Hard-on pills, we got plenty of those. We don't need any more hard-ons. We've got too many hard-ons on this planet.
I question why have pharmaceutical, these pharmaceutical companies, are they really trying to cure shit? I mean,
well,
I have,
no, right?
What evidence do we have of the beneficence of giant mega corporations that are profitable? I ain't seen a lot of it in them. So, in fact, we're seeing just the opposite with PharmaBro. That other asshole that raised some drug 5,000% because they could.
Was that an EpiPen or some diabetes?
Another one not that long ago. Another
guy. Great.
On the level of PharmaBro, but just cause.
Yeah. What other major product do you buy that's not made to be obsolete at some point?
Well,
cars, computers.
What incentive do they have to cure people? Because then. No, they're not going to buy their drugs anymore.
That's why it doesn't work, right?
So they want to treat people.
As a society, can't we just say that medicine should be socialized?
So is it tinfoil hat to think that maybe some, there's been some suppression of some actual possible cures out
there? No, of course not.
I don't think it's that crazy. I got to be honest with you. I don't think it's that tinfoil hat to think that, look at smoking. We've got the evidence. Smoking, decades of doctors and scientists lying because they were paid off by the fucking big tobacco.
Right. So why? Why? God, it's like we're so naive.
Doctors were on television recommending cigarettes in the 50s.
Yeah. I mean, the pharmaceutical industry is such a juggernaut, right?
Yeah.
Why do we assume that they don't want to make more money? Why would we assume that they right. let anything get in the way of that, especially sick people?
I have enough profits and enough boats right now. I'm just going to give all this money into R&D to cure everything.
And how long were you talking about the cigarettes? How long did it go on? How long did doctors?
Decades.
No, they knew.
Yeah. And Volkswagen. Couple years ago.
With the emissions thing?
With the emissions like, thing. They built in some fuck widget into their into the catalytic converter or the online diagnostics.
Ah!
And that...
Oh, I'm a fuck widget.
They're so sneaky that they wanted to save money.
Yes.
That it would cost them too... They felt too much to actually make these cars... They were SUVs, I think. To make yes. actually make them... efficient to the point where the law is
right
and not pollutive as not as pollutive
right, of course
and they fixed their sensors to trick when you go to your sensor shop like in California
okay.
to read your emissions and shit they tricked it so that it would read well.
So they,
it would read otherwise.
So that had to be a huge, like...
They purposely built in said fuck widget into...
And it's not one guy doing it.
No.
It's a whole group yeah. of motherfuckers some, conspired to...
It's not some rogue, yeah,
bullshit.
Some rogue junior scientist who snuck in there into the designs.
I mean, God, you know...
Why aren't they in jail?
I don't know. I don't know. I just want to mention one more time. It reminds me of the Michael Moore thing. With the Flint water.
Yeah.
The people of Flint were used to get their water from the Great Lakes, and they got it from the Flint River. It made them all sick.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the water that was going to that Ford plant from the Flint River, they were using to wash down engines. They found right. out that the water was corroding the engines, was right. corrosive to the engines. I don't know. Right.
Instant.
Yeah, to an engine block.
Instantly changed it.
So they changed it.
Right.
To protect the cars.
Sure.
To protect the
Ford's
fucking
money.
Cars.
Yes.
Meanwhile, these kids have Legionnaire's disease, lead poisoning. Well, they're fucked forever.
It's mostly black ones.
Oh, that's right, Pat.
So the Republicans are less than concerned.
Yeah, and by the way, if you ask Flint, they really wouldn't say the Democrats were that concerned either. They wouldn't.
True.
Obama went
and
down there and
inaccurate.
Made a joke.
Yeah.
He made a joke. I still don't fucking understand that. How? How can he be that tone deaf at that moment? Yeah. I don't get that.
I do see some of Cornel West's ire towards Obama.
Can Cornel West run? Can he run for president?
Sure.
What the not? Fuck?
Right now we got like 25 people that are buzzing around on the Democrat side to
hey, dickheads, get it together.
Run.
Get it together, because this week you're all fucking up. This Hillary Clinton shit, and then Elizabeth Warren announcing early she's going to run for president.
Well,
we're fucking up.
Do you want to yell again?
Absolutely. Yeah, what's going on?
They did the same thing last week they did before. Chuck Schumer fast-tracked.
No, of course.
A herd of...
this guy!
A herd of judges so that everybody could go home to...
God, fuck you,
campaign.
Chuck. Fuck you. Honestly, what do you want to do? Split the Democrats? Do you want to make people not come out and vote? How the fuck can this guy sit there and tell me to go vote he wants to go on vacation? Suck
think,
a dick, dickhead.
Well, but it's not vacation. They make the calculation that they should be home campaigning.
So they're fast-tracking judges.
Campaigning in their districts so that they can win as opposed to... just delaying the inevitable on these judges. All they can do is delay.
What's wrong with
that? Until it happens. It eventually happens, though.
Delays. Maybe the elections
there's
happen.
There's a finite.
Push it back.
Not yeah, the Senate. That means they got to take the Senate, and that's not till January they would take over.
You know, Democrats, might not sound fair. It might not be fair. But your strategies suck. Your plan sucks. What you've done up to this point sucks. Evidenced by Trump. Evidenced by the House and the Senate are ran by Democrats. You have the moral high ground, but somehow you're losing. You suck. Figure it the fuck out. And Chuck Schumer, suck a dick. God, what an asshole.
Not a big Chuck fan?
No. I want somebody fighting. This guy's sucking Republican dick. Why? Why? The fuck, dude?
I've got it. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's going fast today. We got about 20-ish minutes left
right.
here on the big show.
Yay.
We do this every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, live. And then you can listen to us anytime on our download it or whatever on iTunes, Stitcher, your favorite application, or crabdiving.com. You look poised to say something.
I was pissed. I'm just thinking about Chuck Schumer fast-tracking these judges so he can campaign. You know you're going to win, right? You're probably going to win your fucking seat.
Who, him?
Chuck Schumer. He's campaigning.
Yeah, there are a lot of there are senators that are on the – that are
so think about all these people marching – all the people protesting at the Kavanaugh hearing, getting arrested. Think about people in the street getting beaten by the Proud Boys. And this guy can't delay a vote.
Yeah, but think if they
please
take the Senate back. Looking less likely now, but that would be amazing.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, yeah, of course. Well, I mean, that would be amazing.
Nothing. Not much is getting through.
There's no way he can't delay the vote and go campaign at the same time, dickhead. Chuck, you can't
do that.
They have
to be there to vote.
It out. They have planes. it just sounds so. Oh God, it just sounds so pussy. It's just laying down. Oh, here's Donald. Here's your judges. In fact, we're gonna fast track them. You fascist.
Winning.
Okay.
Winning.
Yay!
A report. The U.S. federal government closed its 2018 fiscal year.
Yes.
$779 billion in the red.
I saw that. That's perfect. MAGA.
As tax cuts hit revenues and the government paid more to service a growing national debt. The deficit for the fiscal year, 12 months ending September.
Okay.
Who was president last September? Let's think about it.
Ooh, it was a Nazi.
The deficit was the largest since 2012.
Oh, shit. Thanks, Obama. Right? I mean, it's Obama's fault, right?
It says economists generally view the corporate and individual tax cuts passed by the Trump administration late last year as an increase in government spending. They agreed in early February that it would be likely to balloon the nation's deficit.
Balloon. And that's what happened, right?
The deficit in the 12 months was $113 billion, 17% bigger than the one in the same period a year earlier.
Okay. Oh, it's bigger, so that's better, right? We're improving.
Now, these are the guys that said Obama
yes.
can't pass anything that raises the deficit 1 cent.
And Mitch
$1.
McConnell's like, and Chuck Schumer's like, let me fast track these picks. Let me work with the Republicans.
Didn't Grover Norquist make people sign a no more deficit, no more taxes pledge?
Yeah.
How's that working out?
I don't know.
The U.S. Fed has also been slowly raising interest rates since 2015 to try to keep inflation under control.
Yes.
Much of the widening deficit came from more spending on interest payments on the national debt, which the Republicans blew a giant hole in by giving all their rich buddies a tax break. You remember Trump the day after he was fucking elected going into that fancy restaurant in New York.
Oh, yes.
Shaking hands with all those gazillionaires. And the first thing he said to them was, thank you. Don't worry. Everybody's going to pay less taxes.
Everybody's going to be fine. I'm going to take care of you guys.
You guys are going to pay less taxes.
I'm going to cup your balls in felt gloves. You're going to love it.
As you're eating $500 steaks.
Oh, yes.
Drinking $1,000 bottle of wine. But don't worry. Yeah. We're going to lower your taxes.
Some dude on MSNBC made this great point. Maybe it was, what's the dude with the glasses? I feel like such a dickhead.
Belshi?
No. The guy who's on, Chris Hayes. The dude with the glasses.
That sounds so stupid.
Chris Hayes, I think, made this point that what does the GOP stand for? What do they stand for? And if you look at what they do, the only thing that we know they for sure, well, we know they're racist, of course. We know they're bigots. We know they're anti-gay. Yeah, all that other.
They don't outwardly try to fly those flags.
Yeah, they do.
Well, I mean, they do that outwardly, but yeah.
Okay.
I mean, some of them fly the real Nazi flag, but right. the GOP party isn't out there saying, hey, we're racist.
Yeah. But we know one thing we know is that they're for tax cuts to the rich. That's the one thing.
All the time.
That's who they are. Yes. They're the people that take money from poor people and give it to rich people. They're the worst people on the fucking planet.
And the same thing with Obamacare. They hate it because, well, it's a black guy, one. And secondly, it was giving things to poor people.
They think. It's as if, okay, fine. The Democrats are corrupt. Who cares? Sure. But how do you work with the Republicans? How? In what way are you supposed to work with these people? They're not rational. Mm-hmm. They're not. They're assholes.
So we'll see what is going on now. Trump not happy about the Fed raising rates.
Am I insane to think about the optics of Chucky Schumer fast-tracking those judges? To me, the optics are, oh, I don't care. We'll just do it. Who gives a fuck?
But I think they really think they need to be home campaigning. That some of these senators need to, it's a close race, and they need to be out shaking hands and kissing babies and shit. And
what about the optics of standing up to it and saying, we're not going to fast track these guys. We're going to push back as hard as we can.
Obviously, their calculation is that the one is more profitable than the other.
Well, I hope you're right, dickhead.
I'm not picking a side. I'm just saying that's obviously right. Their calculation. Because I hope he's right. If they thought it was better for them, they may be wrong. But if they thought it was better for them, they'd be staying and being a big butt plug in the whole process.
Seems like that. I don't know.
But they decided that it's more important to go back to the states.
Here's your judge. Yeah, here you go. Here's what you want. I mean, maybe that's better. Ugh. Vomitous.
Good God, we didn't even get to Trump's 60 Minutes interview here.
Oh my God. We got to play some of that shit, right? Maybe tomorrow? Because I heard some of it, and he sounds...
Why don't we say it? We'll say it for tomorrow.
He sounds so fucked up. What's wrong with him?
Because there's a few little quick stories here we can get to.
Damn, he sounds... I don't know. Didn't he sound like he was on something for that interview? I know we're going to do it tomorrow, but like...
Well, he's doing that slurry thing every once in a while, which I don't know if it's a bridge popping out in his mouth or
is he popping lore tabs
or he's tired or I don't know.
Is he on heroin? Is it true?
No, I don't know.
People are saying, hi, welcome to Fox News.
Some people are saying. Oh, thanks, Lori.
Yes.
Because I'm not salmon shit. I'm a salmon.
Alex Jones. I saw a story about...
I'm a fish. That's my true identity.
Alex Jones, that he's like only making money one way now because, you know, PayPal even dropped
it. Right. Hand jobs. Jacking off conservatives.
Something owned by Visa. Some payment system. Something .net or something like that. Now everybody's trying to... tell Visa to drop him.
Drop him. Drop him.
That's the only way he's selling his
bullshit.
His dick pills and stuff, his horny goat weed and his colloidal silver.
You know what's weird about him? Don't you think if he just could have reined it in a little bit, none of this would happen? If he could just have restrained himself from calling the Sandy Hook parents liars or whatever the fuck, if he could have restrained himself from going after the Never Again kids... he wouldn't be in this situation. He could still have it.
Okay. Are you sensing a lot of restraint in this guy?
No, you're right. You're right. I want him to be...
I don't think you're stupid. Off, I've Alex. Been betting on you my whole life. I believe in you.
Is he talking to his kid?
I feel so comforted. Yeah.
How does he go
to... 5-year-old's going off to kindergarten.
Does he go to Little League games? Does he go to like sporting events for his kids?
I can't imagine, but...
Good Lord. He must be on tranquilizers when he's there.
We got the economy coming back, and we're kicking these traitors' asses politically, and we're not backing down ever.
I talk to the president every fucking day. Yeah. Great. Wonderful.
Spectacular.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, fucking A. What was I talking about? Alex Jones, yeah. I've got... So we'll play Trump's bullshit. Tomorrow, I want to get to the story in Australia that I talked about.
G'day.
Earlier a little bit. Things are not only racist and shit compacted here.
We are shit compacted.
But this kind of shit's going on all over the world with you know, these a lot of white butt hurt, which again,
perfect.
I think only few being able fueled because of capitalism fucking people.
Ooh, yes.
In Australia, they almost passed a resolution in the Senate, I guess. Their Senate there.
Blooming onions.
By 31-28 vote.
Okay.
So only 3 votes. This proposal lost.
Do you like Outback Steakhouse?
I like steak.
Yeah. Okay.
Do they have? Is that where they have those blooming onions?
Oh yeah, it's supposed to be the most unhealthy appetizer on the planet. I don't know how do you make an onion.
I've had there.
I've had it. It's good, man.
Wait, what was I talking about?
You're talking about Australia, some lobby.
Oh yeah, yeah. So the the Australian Senate voted. I'm trying to find the exact wording for the.
Yes.
For this. It's really short. It's basically one of the. Seriously, like part B was. Here it is. It is indeed okay to be white. I shit thee not.
That's a law?
It was a resolution.
I don't even understand that. It's okay to be white.
The Senate acknowledges the deplorable rise of anti-white racism.
Boy, Cracky!
And attacks on Western civilization.
This is nuts.
And that it's okay. Oh, I got a little British there. That it's okay to be white.
I'm moving to Australia!
With heavy backing from cabinet ministers from the center-right governing coalition, a former recognition of the supposed growing threat of anti-white racism.
No.
See, they're going through the same shit there. White people are finally being called out for their shit, and they're saying, you're being racist because you're calling me a racist for being racist. And I don't like it.
I mean, so let me understand this. When you call somebody out on their racism, there will be a backlash, and they will say, I don't like it when you call me a racist.
Why do they call Obama the divider in chief?
Because he addressed race.
Right, because he called out race, a problem of racism, and they felt, racism is over.
And don't you think he
look at Kanye.
Right.
There's no more racism.
Well, I think with mental illness, I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's...
I mean, you know, when you think about Obama, I mean... If you listen to Cornel West, you would say Obama didn't go far enough.
Well, right. It started out as a trolling campaign on 4chan.
It's okay, guys. When we're not looking for kiddie porn, let's get a campaign together reminding everyone that it's okay to be white, baby.
Posters proclaiming it's okay to be white began appearing on college campuses and city streets around the country, prompted
college
by
campuses.
Prompted by an anonymous chat room comment that suggested the message would feed social unrest and sway white Americans. Oh, this is America here that this happened.
Okay.
But the same shit happened in Australia.
Right.
And the Australians picked up on it. And the same shit's going on there with the racists against the natives there and the anti-immigrant shit. They actually got an island. They stuffed their immigrants on.
Fucking A.
Seriously.
Oh, my God. It's okay to be white, okay? Yeah, we know it's okay because I'm not on that island.
The slogan and its acronym, IOTBW, it's okay to be white, have migrated from online antagonism astride resurgent white nationalism and ethno-state fascist movements in the United States.
Oh, God. Fuck these Nazis, these white supremacist dickbags. Beat them back into the woods.
They launder white discomfort with critiques of colonialism, repression, and inequality into an innocuous-looking phrase and then hide behind a smirk when people correctly decode it into a minimization of non-white people.
So they're laundering racism, meaning they're taking racism and they're turning it into a
white
positive political message?
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man.
It's their discomfort with critiques of colonialism, repression, and inequality.
Well, that's
MAGA. We don't like being criticized for repression, colonialism, and inequality.
But that's MAGA, right? That's essentially MAGA.
Yes.
Well, we have that.
They say they did the same thing that conservatives have done against black athletes protesting police violence by turning it into, by saying that Black Lives Matter means white lives don't.
Oh, God. That's the problem. These idiots think that if other people other than white people get rights, that the white people will have less rights.
But, I mean, look how far this got in fucking Australia.
That is terrifying. That's terrifying, dude.
The goading intent of the 4chan dude bros melted quickly into sincere embraces from right-wing figures who seem to enjoy both pissing off liberals, see, that's one of their motivations,
yes,
and stoking white resentment for their own political advantage.
Right.
Here in the United States, former KKK leader David Duke celebrated the pamphleteering of these it's okay to be white signs everywhere. Steve Bannon, protege Milo Yiannopoulos, sold T-shirts with the phrase.
Wow. God, these guys have merch.
But the Monday vote in Canberra, Australia.
Good day.
Shows how close the modern iteration of white identitarian politics is to swallowing whole governments. Far-right political leader Pauline Hanson, she must be great. Must be really fun.
They passed a law that says it's okay to be white.
She wrote a resolution, lost 31-28 with all but five of the votes coming from members of the ruling, well, it's called the Liberal National Coalition government, but it's actually a center-right government.
Right.
Six members of the cabinet voted with Hanson. Supporters leveraged their circular logic to argue that anger against the resolution confirms their efforts, that efforts to improve the lot of non-white citizens are actually efforts to harm white people. So to try to make sure brown people are treated fairly, you're actually hurting white people.
What babies?
What?
How do you reason with this childness? It's idiocy. So what's the issue?
She's gaslighting people. If we can't agree on this, I think it's safe to say anti-white racism is well and truly rife in our society.
Oh, my God.
If we can't agree that it's okay to say that it's okay to be white, Ryan, then obviously the white racism is rampant.
Okay.
That's their logic. And the dummies out there go, yeah, well, yeah, that makes sense to me.
Shit, man. Go. This is just dumb.
But it lost.
Good.
It only lost by 3 votes in their Senate.
Holy fuck.
I mean, it was like a non-binding thing. All it said was, we acknowledge anti-white racism, yeah, and it's okay to be
so
white.
What does that do? That tells racists, well, you know, right, we are put upon. I get to defend myself now. I'm going to go there's do some other fucking hate
true
crimes.
They're going to say, right, they'll be able to say.
That's what happens in this country.
Yeah.
When our president says,
they're going to say, look, even the Senate is anti-white.
When our president says, oh, let's fire these sons of bitches because they're kneeling during the anthem at a football game, it tells a racist, you know, my shitty feelings are validated. I'm going to go do some hate crimes, right?
Right. Yeah, McGinnis said it himself. You guys say, but we better be ready. You better be ready because that means we're going to get violent.
Well, you better be ready, maybe, it's okay, dickhead. Hey, Gavin, maybe you better be ready. What do you think about that shit? Fuck you. God.
I think some of them are going to jail, maybe.
Good.
Thanks for joining, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. And then we're on iTunes and Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter at Radar Comedy, his Instagram at Radar Comedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. Hang in there, everybody. Back tomorrow with more fun.
I'm going to eat your cerebral cortex, you ass. Because I've got power.
Crab diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.